You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hi guys, what's up? It is me, Lorraine.
What's up, guys? It's Noah.
And we welcome back to Put a Sock in It featuring Lorraine and... Or, sorry, let me rephrase that. Noah Beck, the colonizer, and Lorraine, the house monkey.
Not the colonizer.
Yeah. Oh my god, so fun fact. Before we even get started, let's just talk about my new toxic trait that I just discovered. So growing up in Compton, I had sticky fingers. I used to steal. I would steal from my mom, the corner store. At school at one point, I would just go in people's lockers and take it. That's because I was raised in the hood, so don't at me now. Anyways, I have this thing where I love stealing from the rich. You know,
colonizing. Come on, Robin Hood.
Mm-hmm. You see what you think. So a while ago, I went to Lil Huddy's party. Okay, I just found the prop that I stole. But a while ago, I went to Lil Huddy's party. And you know, I got a little tipsy, a little drunkies. Right. My fingers got a little sticky, so I saw his pool 8-ball, and I stole it, and then I saw his pool 6, so they can't play pool anymore. Yeah, so, Huddy.
So you're not even stealing for yourself. It's more to, like, sabotage the rich.
Yeah, it's just more so a little bit. I'm going to make you struggle a little bit.
That's toxic. That is toxic. Yeah.
So, Huddy, if you want your pool stick, I have it.
Because I understand, like, stealing for your own benefit. However, it's still, fine. Like, not okay.
I'm the underdog. I'm doing this for my community. Watch, don't take me to your house.
Yeah. No thanks.
Yeah, because I'm going to take all your shoes, make you walk around barefoot like Tarzan.
You know, you're like rich now, right?
I don't give a fuck.
Oh.
You could take the girl out the hood, but the hood is still on the girl.
That video, oh my God, there's a video of Larry on TikTok, and it like pops up on my For You page every
other month. Oh, the one of me throwing the kinks?
And it's him in a full on like princess dress. And then it zooms in on him, and he's, like, throwing up gang signs.
It was giving quinceañera bad at you.
Have you not seen it? Like, you throw gang signs for a good 15 seconds straight. Like,
yeah, I used to bang.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my
God. Bang the gang.
Is it TikTok?
It was a TikTok, but you could search on YouTube, Leray gang signs.
It's so funny. I sent it to him last time. It was just like, this kills me every time.
Oh, in a dress.
In a dress.
Not Harry Jazzy. How Larry
up throwing up gang, the third one.
The song too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Don't play with me.
Like he just goes.
This is a threat.
I wanna see you doing like the be like the sign language interpreter. Like at a concert. Oh, imagine like a you doing that. And Waka went over and was like...
Oh, honestly, if my YouTube career falls, I think that's my new profession.
When that was trending, like, life was better, I think.
I want to do that for Dixie. Like...
Interpret, oh, yeah.
I don't want to be happy. Like, I would eat.
Hey.
Oh, no. Don't hold it up. Okay, my bad. Wait, what is this?
Oh, did she hype her up too? No way.
No, that is so funny.
Describe what this is.
I want to see her the wall. Wait, that'd be so funny.
Though. Okay, so basically I'm watching a video of a girl doing... Oh, she did. Oh.
It's a sign language interpreter doing WAP at Megan Thee Stallion's set.
She's fully like...
The when she did that, I felt it in my soul.
930,000 likes on shorts.
Have you ever seen someone at like a rapper that just raps so fast, like Logic or something?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They have to move so fast.
Yeah. That's crazy. Like, you have to, like, I feel like you have to memorize. It's like lyric. Choreography.
They need to know every lyric.
Yeah, you have to. That's crazy.
I honestly, you're sitting like this, pretty cool.
Every time I record for the podcast, I always, like, get in a position where, like, my, like,
balls are out.
I'm contracting my abs. My abs burn by the end of the podcast.
Getting that workout in, Fran.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, look
at you. Good. I'm like...
One thing about Noah Beck, he's going to always get his ab workout in.
Mm-hmm. Right now, it's like hurting a little bit more than usual. I'm like...
I'll sit up.
Have you been working out a lot recently? Or?
Yeah.
I
always try to incorporate it into
Do you work out every routine. Day?
Yeah.
Honestly, I would say this.
Try to.
I mean... Let's give Noah his credit.
Oh, here we go.
Let's give Noah his credit. You got me to get my body right.
Love that.
You got me in the gym.
It got right, too. Mm-hmm. That transformation photo, it's when you're so close to someone, you don't really realize, how much progress they've made. Especially when you're living in your own body, you mm-hmm. don't realize until you look back on pictures and you're wow. Yeah. Look where we came from,
I was a chubby.
No, you were never chubby. It's just that picture was like, wow.
The fuck?
Whoa.
The fuck?
Me giving you credit. Wow. No, as in wow, you look great. Ugh. Wow, you look great now.
Oh,
like,
thank you.
Yeah. Wow.
I thought you were wow.
No, it was just a big difference, but I didn't really realize small difference.
Thank you.
A petite difference.
Now, if y'all saw the picture, you would understand where I'm coming from. But no one would know. You would never know that
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I actually was. I put on some.
I was going to say, were you chubby at one point?
Never. No. But
it wasn't chubby. It was just I was. I had a little baby fat,
I don't know what it was. He just looks he just toned out and he's mm-hmm. The cardio.
It's a city boy summer. She's single, ready
city
to mingle.
Boy.
If you're not gay with the six-pack ab in LA, then
You're forget. Well, let's talk about the gay community.
Well, you walk around in WeHo once, and it's I need to go work out.
And I don't even think you will understand the feeling of it, but being not the beauty standard gay at a WeHo bar or any type of gay club, and you just see these guys with just abs and just a pretty twink white hunk, it's the worst
feeling ever.
Oh no, I'm ready to go home.
Yeah.
Once I see. Imagine just me. Let me put perspective.
Yeah.
There's me and then there's Manu Rios. Who are you thinking to drink?
Manu's a king.
Mm-hmm. I
love Manu.
He's a... yes.
We both know... Do you know him?
Yeah, we're best friends. We talk all the time.
Oh, okay. What the fuck was that voice?
That's my uncomfortable voice.
Yeah, no, we should get Manu on. I love him. Love him. He's literally...
He was actually at my birthday party.
Was he?
Yeah, it's crazy. It's crazy.
I sent him in my stead.
Oh, that's so sweet.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's nice. Forgot we're
talking. So, last episode, we had a very special guest, a very unexpected, I don't think anyone saw that coming. We had Paul Butcher on.
I loved him.
That was his first ever, unscripted thing that he did. He's never really talked outside of a script. And it was great. And he was awesome. And it was just I feel like you're just mimicking me. Do you have your own opinion on it?
No.
You hated it.
No, I loved it. First of all, don't put words in my mouth. Second of all, I was trying to hype you up, Stink. I was like, right. Yo, hype man. You know?
Right, right.
You're Megan on the DJ.
Yeah, don't do that.
Was it cool seeing someone so close to Logan?
Yeah, it was really hard to... The only reason why I'm a little jealous is the fact that he really lived the life that I wish I could have lived back in my younger age.
Right.
First of all, you were friends with Britney Spears' sister and Britney. You were around.
He went on a car chase with Britney.
A car chase. You were around Logan with his fine self.
Mm-hmm.
Logan, if you're watching this, my DMs are still available. And you were on the biggest show, and not to mention you honestly were at how old was he? 12?
Yeah, 10.
The prime of the show, he was That's 13. So insane.
Have you ever had a Disney channel crush or a Nickelodeon crush? You know who you give me? I feel like you were into the dog from Dog with the Blog.
Oh, stop that.
I remember
a dog with the blog.
Looping back to our
I think my crush growing up was Selena Gomez. Wizards of Waverly Place, for sure. She was my
Dixie, you heard this shit? You gonna let your mom
stop that.
Yeah.
So I was 9.
Yeah. Ugh. So you had I would have been toxic. Oh, so you like girls before me? Okay. Have you seen that one TikToker? It's the black screen, and she's reasons why I'm mad at my boyfriend. One, his friends follow Madison Beer. Why are your friends following Madison Beer?
I love those videos where it's just so out of pocket. But
I feel like Selena Gomez was even mine too.
No, but I'm trying to think if I had another one where I was like,
Miley Cyrus, come on, back.
Phil of the Future.
Who's that? I don't know though.
Oh my God, y'all are too young. Mm-hmm. This was Phil of the Future.
Oh yeah, he's a pretty boy.
Was a good looking kid.
Used to be from Ally and AJ.
Mm. Oh no way.
Oh my God, Ally and potential breakup song, a bop.
A classic.
A fucking classic. The girls nowadays don't understand what that song did to us back in the day.
What about animations?
Like characters? Mufasa can eat me up.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Odd. Weird.
What? Oh, I thought we were on the same page.
Did you have a guy growing up that you were like, oh, he's so funny?
I mean, saying all girls.
Or a girl.
I know. I was like, well, I know. Okay. I personally will say, it's just the guy that I actually was in love with during like the whole Disney Channel phase is crazy now. But Max Russo.
Oh, no way. Mm-hmm. That's now I heard Oliver, like, right?
I don't know his name.
Oliver on Miley. No, not Oliver. My fault.
No. Do you guys... Okay.
That's
Hannah Montana Jesse.
Max from Wizards of Waverly Place.
Hannah Montana Jesse. I tried to find him now, but I cannot find him. He fell off the face of the earth. He's the most beautiful man in the entire planet. No, he was so pretty.
I remember him. He was
Oh, my gosh. Him and Jake Ryan. Wow.
I'm pretty sure he played a bad boy in Victorious as well. Mm-hmm. He came on and was like
personally,
the dickhead.
I don't know why my back is arch right now, but it's arching.
Who is that?
I pledge allegiance.
Pledge allegiance to him. Wow, he was such a beautiful man.
Yep.
He's gorgeous, yeah.
Yeah, he's a good looking
guy. Did you guys ever watch the Jonas Brothers show?
No. Of course. Yeah, I watched.
I watched Big Time Rush, though.
What did you think? Did you watch Naked Brother Band?
I loved Naked Brother Band.
Did you have any crushes from Big Time Rush?
I was ready for a train. Choo-choo. Oh. The fuck are you... Crushes? Girl, I was ready. I was at the train station parked.
Mm-hmm. Okay, what about any animated characters?
Yeah, I feel like you're in some weird... Like he's saying Mufasa isn't weird. Like
I have 6 placements in Cancer, so yes.
You definitely like into Scar.
Bring that up? See, I'm that. I'm so.
No, you're definitely like into Scar. You thought that was like hot.
You had to have been into Aladdin.
Can we talk about?
No. We're just gonna keep throwing it on him.
The Beast.
You were into the Beast. Come on.
You like that he had a mansion and that he was furry. Oh,
okay. You were into the Dog and Lady and the Tramp, huh?
That's weird.
No, you were. Stop that. You're definitely
no like the basic ones that are like our childhood favorite characters that are now being like
I feel like you would
sexualized.
I definitely feel like you would fuck King Juliet. yeah. I
love.
Who was that? Mulan.
Oh yeah. What about the one that gets like sexualized the most? This is incredible.
Who?
This is incredible.
She fine.
She gets.
You give me a Nemo.
Mrs. Incredible, or the fish from Shark Tale. I see that one a lot. Oh yes. No! The fourth picture. Oh, the second picture, and her doing this.
We'll show these up on the screen.
Stop that! That's so like bizarre, guys. Like we grew up on this.
Oh my God, that is too funny.
Is this my bi awakening?
The Shark Tale fish.
The.
There she is.
Damn.
Everyone loved her.
She looks like Lori Harvey.
Lori Harvey.
Mm-hmm.
Were you into like Buzz or Woody? Like, did they do it for you or no?
What? They were toys.
Don't act. You.
Oh, come on, that spacesuit.
You said a lion.
Because, yes, Mufasa is fine as fuck. I'm so sorry.
Do you know which one Mufasa is?
Yes. Rawr.
He's the one that died like 5 minutes in.
That is fine with me.
Oh, yeah.
Mufasa was Simba's dad.
It's like, how
I think he's talking about Scar, like the evil uncle.
I know both of them. You were definitely into some kinky shit.
You're deflecting.
Oh,
you're deflecting.
I see you in your stink right there. You and Kirby?
Mm-hmm. Me and Curbs? Maybe. Were you into like Super Smash Bros, bro?
You really all up into my cookies, huh? Let's talk about yours.
What cookies?
Girl, these chocolate chips right here. You're asking me all these damn questions. Why? You watch hentai.
Bowser, you were into Bowser.
It was.
You wanted Donkey Kong, didn't you?
Okay, we're done here, guys. We're done.
Yeah, this is getting weird. This is getting weird.
No, because... Okay. Y'all are doing too much.
This is getting weird.
On this lovely Wednesday.
Have you guys already started planning your Halloween costumes?
Mm-hmm. Nessa came over 2 days ago at like 6 in the morning, which is... Really, because we both pull all-nighters. And we were
having... I was about to say, like, so you hadn't slept yet?
No, yeah, we both haven't slept yet. Oh, okay. And she, she was like, what are you doing? And I was like, chilling. She's like, can I come over? I was like, yes. She came over at 6 in the morning. We had a talk about a Halloween party that we should throw together where everyone comes as masquerades. With the mask. Do you like that idea?
That's so revolutionary. Oh, my God. Like, you guys are creative. Literally
you
happens like every year.
Every day.
You act like you ate. Like, that's okay. Like not like a crazy
thing. Says the white bitch that fucking goes on TikTok and do the Renegade and cause this content.
Renegade was before my time. I've never done the Renegade. You can go back to all my videos.
Okay.
Never once
okay.
have I used.
Oh, you, oh, okay.
Insert clip of Noah doing the Renegade.
Yeah, there is none. I promise you.
It's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
No, I have a question.
What?
No, like, I think you're a beautiful boy.
Thanks.
You're so fucking sexy. But how does it feel to just know that you can get away with doing the bare minimum?
I'm not doing the bare minimum. Oh. You don't say, you oh. know, oh. You uh-oh. And I both know. Uh-oh. Okay, I didn't mean to come off so aggressive.
Why am I getting angry? Calm down. Calm down, Shamal. Don't pull out the nine. Damn. Just answer the question.
Okay, hear me out. Let me talk. Okay. You and I both know. Mm-hmm. We know some guys that do get away with a bare minimum. Oh. And do you believe I am one? Do you believe I don't plan anything?
I mean, I'm just you like, don't believe, I'm just asking
with my background.
You just said my Halloween idea was just so revolutionary, mocking me. A gay.
I like was expecting something so grand. Like I was expecting like something
it is,
like worlds colliding type thing. Like a masquerade party. Like it's like
oh, so you want like 19 BC, like all that type of stuff, huh?
Huh?
Is that what you want?
19 BC. What the fuck are you saying?
I'm trying to figure out what you want from me. That's so cool. I think it's a cool idea.
If 19
think
it's cool, BC, is that like...
That's my opinion! Fuck. Shit.
The deformed faces.
Y'all know that 99% men, or 99% of the gay men are the reason... Wait, what is it? The monkeypox?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, now we're really switching lanes.
98% yeah. of the people getting monkeypox are... Gay men.
Don't touch right. me.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Yeah, if I get it, girl, I'm sleeping in your bed. So you better hope, because you got a lot of mouth today. If I ever get monkeypox, girl, I'm running to your house.
Yeah, I mean, that's like, are you...
Yeah, are you scared?
Yeah, are you scared? Is there any part of you... I didn't ask. You asked
I'm scared. As the other gay in the room, I'm scared of shit, are you?
Since I'm not sexually active right now, I'm not afraid to...
Oh, you're not.
Oh, you're so. I tell you one thing, and you just want to get crazy. Huh? No, I'm not
no,
scared.
No, a good-looking guy like you. Come on, like you that. gotta be getting around. You know.
Oh, really? You know these cookies are on lockdown. Ain't nobody getting the taste of these chocolate chips.
Okay.
But no, I'm not afraid of getting monkeypox because one, I'm very safe, and I don't like. I mean, like I'll hit off my friends. Like I just hit his, you know, drink.
Right.
But.
I hit the shit out of that drink.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
I find it just so bizarre that it's like the whole thing about the vaccines, like you can't, like the only people eligible to get a vaccine are gay men.
I know, so we gonna get it.
I feel weird like even saying that. It's like so like.
My friend, me and you both gonna go get it soon.
Well, girls can get it too if they're if they're sleeping with a guy that sleeps with other guys.
Ooh, the oh,
then girls are eligible too.
Dixie girl.
That was good
Dixie
thinking.
Girl,
that was quick.
You better
that
watch out, girl.
Girl.
Bookie be out and about, girl.
No.
I'm joking. Noah's so fucking straight, y'all. I gotta just throw it out there. Phew. You know funny. There's a Reddit about us, and it's actually so funny.
I'm sure it is.
Don't pull
like
it up.
Like the Quinn Reddit that we looked at the other
like
day?
It's like one of those things where
it's
like,
just like people,
I don't even care to defend, you know? It's
well,
one of those
yeah,
things.
That's
like,
why.
Assume
the,
things
I looked
don't
up. Mean. I looked up just my name
I'm
on
so
this.
I'm so comfortable and like,
you're
I'm
just
so,
yeah.
like.
You already seen your deep fakes.
Yeah. But I mean, like, the whole gay thing, like people thinking I'm gay, and it's just like.
I think it's funny. Because I think it's comfortable with myself.
I don't care. Like, at the end of the day, it's like...
That's all that matters.
Assume it. Like,
yeah, you know how much fucking play this guy gets? Decoration, guys. No, I think it's so annoying that people still question sexuality to this day.
I don't care, though. It's like one of those things where it's like, it's almost like a compliment. Because it's like, my God, you take care of, like, your skin and, like, you are into, like, fashion.
Yeah, and you...
And I'm like... Stupid. Love it.
And I think it's actually the conversation that's so interesting to me is that what if hypothetically Noah, what, not saying you are, but what if hypothetically he was in the closet? You know how triggering it is for someone to constantly get called gay and tell people like,
yeah,
like that makes a person not want to come out at all, but not, you're not, yeah, obviously. But for the people who are in the closet and kind of struggle with that, it's just like, ugh, like, you know how it was to be in the closet. So why are you like projecting all that energy to just other people?
Yeah, I don't mind. It's kind of funny.
Oh. Birthday. Let's talk about birthday.
Your birthday.
Let's get into it. You know?
We haven't talked about it.
I know. You weren't there. So, but I can update you because you weren't there. And I can update you guys there.
I wasn't there. I lived through it through social media like the normal consumer would. It looked like a great time. It looked really good.
I had my entire family there.
Yeah. But I did go. I was the only person to go with you to like check out the venue and all that stuff. How was it?
It was too good.
Yeah, no, the venue was sick. Like, to be fair.
Every person that I invited came, which was nice. I think birthdays are so special because a lot of people are like, people who say like, I hate my birthday. I feel like we should really appreciate the day that you're born, even though it's corny. But like, if your friend's birthday is coming up soon, like, you just make them feel special because not in this day and age, like, we don't get told like how proud we are. We don't get told how much like someone loves. Like,
it gets the worse the older you get too.
Yeah, the older you get, the worse it gets. So I'm glad a lot of people came up for my birthday and it was really sweet. And yeah. You know,
it looked fun.
It was fun. The party was.
Wish crazy. I could have been there.
It's okay. You sent me flowers. That's all that matters.
Yeah,
that's sweet.
You sent me three. I said, ugh.
It's like three.
Not
flowers.
Like three flowers. Like three bouquets of flowers. So,
okay. Three bouquets.
Yeah, three
that's
big
some
ones.
Kardashian shit.
There's some chocolate in there as well.
Yeah, he's trying to get me thick.
It's like she did. Come on.
Look, she did.
Did you get blacked out, Larry?
No, I didn't.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't drink until 12:30 because I wanted to, like, my first birthday party. I don't remember a single thing.
Your first birthday party?
Remember at the...
my first birthday.
One blacked out.
Yeah, my first birthday party, I don't remember either.
No, but the first birthday party I ever, like, went to, for that was about me, I don't remember a single thing. So this one, I wanted to remember it, and I am... Me and Madison were, like, holding the bottle, and she was like, just wait till you're 12:30. And I was like... I was like, all right. And then I waited.
Yeah.
And then I got blacked. Just kidding. Did I?
Who was the drunkest at your birthday?
The drunkest was definitely my best friends. Which is like, it was just funny because I was taking care of them.
Yeah.
Even though it was my birthday. Which always happens. But,
Do you find that selfish on their end?
No, not at all. It's like, I want everybody to have fun. I don't really care. Fair enough. But I did, I will say, I got a lot of...
I was just trying to drive.
I got a lot of mean texts.
That was a good question.
That party was a party that someone wanted to throw for me, which is the people who make my mac and cheese, the Breakfast Club. Thank you guys so much. And I didn't really invite half the people on my list. I had my best friends do it. The only people I invited were the people I've texted in the span of a month, because I'm not going to invite somebody I don't really talk to anymore. But... I got so many mean texts after that day. I got unfollowed by so many of my old friends that after that, and they were like yelling at me saying like, why didn't you invite me, or you're selfish and all that stuff, which is understandable, but like, damn.
Yeah.
Damn.
That's not okay.
It's not, that's, but then annoying. Again, I making see where they're coming them. From at the end of the day. It's like, you know, if like you have a memory with somebody, or if you have history with somebody, you would feel like kind of left out if they didn't invite you to a birthday party. But then when you're inviting people, you don't think about like, it's already nerve-wracking inviting people in the first place.
Yeah, like...
Oh, no.
It's ironic because my other podcast, the female host in the podcast, she just celebrated her 28th birthday, and she had the exact same issue where she was like, how is it that I'm 28 and I'm having the dilemma of knowing whether or not to invite someone that I don't talk to anymore?
Yeah.
And then, of course, she had to deal with the same repercussion of them being like, what the heck?
Yeah.
So it still goes, like, later in years, too, you know?
But I guess
you can't impress
valid.
Anyone.
100%, but still, like, I guess.
I know, people, even on, people online, like, I saw a few comments, and it was just annoying that, like, we even have to, like, address this, and, like, we don't, to be fair, but it's just, like, annoying that the fact that like people know that I wasn't there at your party because mm-hmm. I was elsewhere. I was in a different state. Yeah. And then not only that, like I didn't post for mm-hmm. your birthday. Mm-hmm. And instead, like I did everything offline.
Yeah.
As in like I texted you mm-hmm. and I sent you stuff. And then like I think it, for me personally, like I don't really like I don't like to do a lot of things online. Like my job is online. Like I don't want it to seem like I don't know. I feel like a lot of like birthday wishes are just so people know that they know that person. And it's just like, I'd rather just text them and just like keep it like more intimate. And it's like the fact that people like think they're like, oh my God, are Larry and Noah like not friends anymore? Because Noah didn't post for him. And it's like,
I mean, it's stupid. I don't know. I texted him.
I
appreciated the text more than being posted.
It's such a weird thing. I see both sides.
Like definitely, because growing up, you know, in high school, like posting your friend for her birthday, like the funny pictures of them.
Yeah,
it's like always like it's history. Like you have to do it. But like for me, I would post like my best friends just because like I think it's just something cute to me, like showing like a dedicated post.
Yeah,
that's personally my.
Yeah, I guess it goes either way.
But you know, I mean, like, and oh my God, I also saw fucking people saying the internet has this weird stigma where like if you don't hang out with your friend online, you're not friends.
I know.
It's so
I could literally have like, I could literally be best friends with like some crazy, crazy like
celebrity, and no one ever knows.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of what like.
I'm gonna say a name.
Yeah, but like it's so weird that I even have to. Like me and Brad Pitt can be like this, you know. Mm-hmm. Like me and Brad Pitt can just be boys, but no one would know because I keep it offline. But then like the second we do post to like the second we like get. Like caught together, like mm-hmm. on camera, people are like, oh my God, Noah met Brad Pitt, like that kind of thing. It's like, we're boys. Like,
yeah. But then again, that's just the internet. I will say, growing up, the day after my birthday, I rented a house out with my friends to like just like chill because I didn't want to do anything insane. And I was like having like this like weird feeling in my heart that I was like ready to grow up in a sense. And so like I started like cooking. I started going out, buying groceries and stuff.
Love that.
I started going on walks with myself, walking my dogs.
Icon.
I started going to, like the trading post with myself. I started doing a lot of stuff by myself and, like, talking to calling my friends and, like, talking about, like, actual life stuff instead of, like, gossiping, which I rarely do. But, like, I just feel like I'm in my young adult? Am I an adult? Is she maturing?
Adulting?
Yeah, it's kind of fun. I like it. And I'm also at the point in my life where I just kind of like don't really care to have that many friends. And also I hate talking to people in the first place. I hate phone calls. I hate texting people. I hate getting a group FaceTime call. I hate all that. So like, I guess growing up, I'm just like, oh, maybe I only need one friend. No offense. You could be my one friend. No, I need at least two more.
No, I can relate so heavily though. It's a part of growing up. You just start to like give up some things that you cared so much about.
I feel like your circle gets smaller as you mature in like a good way. Like you kind of start to weed out, like you kind of just like have less time for the bullshit of entertaining 100%. so many people that like, I don't know, at the end of the day you have to think like, am I friends with, like why am I friends with this person? Like what is it? I don't know, but that's the thing though. Like as much as like you crave like to have those days where you're just like with your boys or like whatever it is, like you're just in a big group. It like you could be hanging out with a group of 10 people and you could still feel like lonely because it's like,
that is true.
Why are they here? Like
I hate that shit.
And it's like but if you have like two friends over and like you guys are having like deep conversation and just like good conversations, like you want to surround yourself with people that I like to surround myself with people that are like smarter than me that are like you want to learn from your friends rather than like, I don't know. As much as like that innocent fun stuff is fun and innocent. Yeah.
Hanging out with other people was way better than hanging out with
people. Yeah, but I think it's a balance. Like, I don't think like, oh my God, weed out all the friends that don't benefit like your financial status or your social status. Like, I think it's good to have, like, I have friends that are idiots. Like, I have some stupid friends that are just like fun and just like, they know it. And that like, one of them is like one of my childhood friends and he's out here with me. And so it's like just fun to hang out with him.
Yeah.
Cause it's just like,
I mean, you also have some great friends that
I've
seen.
Yeah. Yeah.
From Arizona.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And it's good because like my best friends to this, like my best friends that I would do anything for, like to this day are like the ones that I have been friends with since I was like 8.
Yeah. I have a question.
And we're like all across the country, you, like, which kind of sucks.
A memory in my head that I've been trying to fix for so long. But if you relate to this, let me know. But social anxiety when it comes to being in a group of like friends, like when all like when all your friends that have so much personality are hanging out talking and having a conversation, but you don't know how to insert yourself in the conversation. So you're like the side character and you feel like you're scared to even say anything. And like, cause you feel like they wouldn't even pay attention. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
But then if you're quiet, like if they're all having like, and then if you're like quiet, just kind of like listening, all it takes is one person to be like, what's wrong? Like, why are you pouting? And it's like,
yeah.
That happens to me sometimes where I'm literally just like in the conversation, kind of just like, it's not my place to talk right now. I'm kind of just like in it. I'm not like one of those people that are like.
But you want to inquire yourself so hard, you just don't know how to.
Yeah, I'm not like a super active listener as well. Yeah. I'm not like, oh my God, I know. Like, just kind of like,
yeah.
I'm kind of just like sitting there like absorbing it. And I'm just like listening. And they're just like, you okay? And it's like,
yeah.
Are you saying because the conversation is interesting or because just it's your friends are all.
No, I mean, there's just been a lot of moments, like even in the jacuzzi, like me, Nick, and like just his friends will all be chilling, like just talking about something. But I'll just be so, I don't know, I'll be in my own head and I'm like, they're having a conversation. And I want to inquire myself, but I don't know how to. So yeah. I just sit in the sidelines and I'm like the friend that laughs.
There's nothing wrong with that, though.
It's nothing wrong with it, but it's so annoying because you just want to inquire yourself so hard, but you just are scared to know what's going to happen. Or B, like you're just like, damn, like, okay.
I mean, it's like when you hear a bunch of guys talk about sports and you're like,
yeah, true.
I can't
relate to it or something.
I can't give you any info or something interesting to say.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Time and place.
I also hate people who make eye contact with me sometimes. Oh my God. Oh my, don't do it now. I'm getting way better now just because like confident.
You don't like eye contact?
I love eye contact when it's like my partner or something.
Yeah.
But when it's like when I'm talking to human beings, I don't know, I just can't make eye contact for so long. Yep. I always like look down. But maybe that's just me having to grow up and just fucking, I don't know, adult. I don't know. It's so annoying. It makes me so nervous. It gives me like anxiety when people are staring at me and I can't. And I feel like, oh my God, he knows I'm not making eye contact now. Oh my God, he's reading my body language. Oh my God. Like, it's just like, it's maybe I'm just in my head. I'm just talking.
This is my truth. Well, Jesus. I mean, talking about like kind of always being like surrounded by people and like adulting and kind of like circle getting smaller, like that kind of thing. You used to live with like roommates, right?
Mm-hmm.
And now you're moving soon.
Mm-hmm.
As am I. And we're moving like, to our moved like the 13th, you moved the 15th, right?
Yeah.
And we're both
moving. Yeah, of this month. I move
we're
in 5 days.
We're moving on our own.
Yeah, but tomorrow I go. Oh.
No, it's okay. You got it.
Tomorrow I go to Minnesota for like 2 days. And then as soon as I come back, moving. And then I leave again. And yeah, like from now to the end of the year, I'll be in LA for like a total of 6 weeks.
Can you say why you're going to Minnesota?
Yeah, so I'm going to Minnesota for MLS, which is Major League Soccer. So I'm going to the MLS like All-Star
trip. I know, I'm getting better.
MLS All-Star game and like skills challenge, like that kind of thing. I'm doing like interview type style stuff with them and just kind of like being there.
Yeah.
So it'll be fun. It's just like.
Are you playing?
No, I'm not playing in the game. I might participate in like the skills challenge type thing, which will be fun. And I don't know.
So you're like the Emma Chamberlain on the side interviewing people?
Yeah, in a sense. Like last year, I went to the MLS All-Stars like skills challenge. And like, it's kind of hard to explain. But basically at the end, they do like this, like they do this game as well. And I was like the coach for the MLS All-Stars, which was like kind of funny because they're all like older than me and like legends. And so it's just like, it was fun. But this year it'll be exciting because I've never been to Minnesota. Mm-hmm. And I don't know, when you hear Minnesota, it's like,
Minnesota.
Mm-hmm. It's not like Paris, you know? But like.
Yeah, I mean, what's the first thing you guys think of when you think of Minnesota?
Big Time Rush.
I think of mountains for some reason.
What? Not Minnesota. The Mall of America? The Mall of America?
Is that there?
The biggest mall in the world?
Oh my God, I'll have to go.
I don't know about the world.
And then yeah, when I come back, we move. This is the first time I'm ever living on my own.
This is both of our first times living on our own. Oh, my arm.
Are you excited?
Charlie horse. It hurts so bad.
Did you cramp?
Yes. Okay. Ow. Okay, I think I'm good. Am I good?
Let's not do that again.
What? Yeah, we're both living on our own, which would be a great experience. I've kind of lived on my own for like the span of like a month recently, and it's so nice to walk around your house butt naked. You can do whatever you want.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. It's great. And you have therapy. Well, you know what the best part is that when you make dishes, you know they're from yourself, so you can't get mad at somebody else.
Right.
When the house is dirty.
And it does, like, the sink won't pile up. Mm-hmm. And if it does, it's completely on you.
And there's no randoms here.
Okay, let me run you through my pros and cons in my head already of living by myself.
Okay, go.
Let's start with the good. Okay. What I'm excited for is that it's like a new chapter of my life. You know, I'm buying this place. And mm-hmm. so I'm going to work like my real estate portfolio, mm-hmm. looking to expand Slay. And build it.
I'm excited. On, Andrew Tate.
Not that. But I'm very excited because it's just like, I don't know. I like owning. Sounds wrong. But like.
It's like, I said, come on, Andrew Tate.
No, yeah, I.
Caught.
I like the idea of having my own house, oh. you know, and it's just like nice to know that. Stop! Don't.
No, try you
to
do winked this. At me.
Don't do this. I didn't wink.
Yes, you did. Please run it back. You literally winked.
That being said,
such a fucking.
Living on my own.
Are you guys scared to live on your own?
It's a little scary.
It's terrifying. But I do. It's so terrifying.
I'm excited for like the freedom and like the. As much as I'm excited for the freedom, I'm also scared. Like, I'm worried about, like, the loneliness. Like, mm-hmm. it's going to be kind of lonely at times. But I'm fully responsible for everything that happens yeah. in that house. So, and it's, also, like, I'm excited for that, but also a little, like...
I think the fun part about it is worrisome. That... Because I'm also buying this house, too.
Yeah.
But the fun part about it is, like...
Oh, you're buying.
I am buying this house. And when I'm decorating it, I'm thinking of, like, wow, this is my house right. forever. Mm-hmm. Like... I'm going
it's like
to
a video make, game. It's like
yeah,
customizing
you know,
it.
Like when you're renting a house, you're like, oh, like hopefully it comes furnished or like
yeah.
this.
And a year I'll be in the same spot where yeah. I'm like
decorating is going to be so fun for both of us because like
I'm stoked.
It's going to be our house. Are you going to hire somebody to decorate? I feel like you should fully just go with the Noabec Spice Pinterest everything.
You know, as much as I feel like I would like love
you would tear down.
As much as I would like love to really take on this challenge mm-hmm. of like doing it all on my own and like you know me like yeah. when I like. Get into something or if I like start something I get invested and mm-hmm. I'm like how do I be like the best at this yeah. and so I'll like watch like HGTV and all that stuff even though like I love HGTV yeah. to be fair but like again not helping my case with but once again I think no as much as I do think I would love to do something like that I just don't know if I have like
the time.
Like yeah. I'm not even here so I would like to like when I'm gone I come back I'll give someone my vision and do literally a walkthrough which I literally just did the other day I had like 7 calls with like interior designers and I found one that I really liked cool. and so I'm working with her queen and we walked through my house literally 2 days ago and room by room told her like I'm thinking this, showed her my Pinterest board, like something like this.
Yeah.
Like literally the whole thing. And I'm really excited because she gets it. And like, I'll leave. It's like.
You talk like such a bad bitch. I love it.
I'll be gone for like a week and then I'll come back and it's going to be so nice to like see progress being yeah. done to it. But also like, I have to be out of my house right now. Like the lease is up the 14th. Ooh. But the movers are coming the 13th. So like I'll fully have everything out the 13th. Mm-hmm. But then like. I do kind of have to be like when they're working on my place right now, like the new place I'm moving into, when they're like painting the walls and doing stuff like that, like putting in furniture, like I gotta kind of like, I have to be flexible and like move around, like not in their way,
yeah.
like kind of thing. But like, I'll be gone.
Yeah.
But like when I am back, like all I need kind of is like a bed for right now.
Yeah.
I'm hoping I'm going to do like on YouTube, like I'm going to do like a empty house tour.
Ooh.
And then like
okay.
do later like a before and after. And I'm really excited.
I love that. I'm looking forward for that series.
Yeah. Are you doing interior designer?
Or no, are you I'm going to do it all myself. My last house I did all myself.
Are you?
Yeah.
Is it coming fully furnished?
No, it's fully empty.
How long does that take? I feel like that's a whole nother profession.
So my first house, the Chino Hills house, I had roommates, but the only person that paid was just me and Issa.
Right.
But Issa was very lenient, so he kind of gave me, he was like, oh, you like that? Okay, I'll split it with you. Love you, Issa. Thank you. So okay. I basically, for like everything in the house, I would furnish. And it was like, I had an anime wall. I had like LED lights all over the house. Like I had a stripper pole. Like I just want the house to like speak me.
Right.
And I just like, fuck the modern shit. That shit is so boring. It's honestly cold and it's not like a homey environment. And yeah. when I want somebody to walk in my house, I want to be like, oh, you got this crack pipe. Wait, what? what crack pipe?
Come again?
My brain
was talking.
No, my brain was so
you just
fast.
You talking, huh?
But like, like I want them to like walk in and there's like a porta potty and they see like this like I want it to just be very fun and just like my brain.
Into, it's like, preference. The, like I feel like
not some, crack pipe
in
though.
A crack pipe.
I don't know why I said crack pipe, but my brain just it thinks very funnily. I'm sorry.
No, I get what you mean. I think it's completely preference. Like some people like I want my house to look straight out of a catalog. Like I want it to be like
which is so nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, just, but like I want mine to be an in between.
If you need help. Come on.
I'm good with the crack pipes. I'm okay with those and the stripper pools. But
I want a porta potty in mine. Not a porta potty. What are those called? The things where you pee in the stall. Or no, you
urinal.
Urinal. I want a
just
urinal.
Want a random urinal in the house.
Yeah, I think that'd be so funny. Silly.
A golden urinal.
Yeah. Right now there's a mini toilet.
Wait.
I got a bidet in mine. Just lit.
I'm gonna be over there.
I'm gonna be sitting on it.
Ugh. Do we use one? Oh, I should get.
You need this.
Oh, I need that.
Larry. What? That screams you.
Right? With the Donald Trump painting?
Right.
We're gonna put it up on the screen.
You can put it on it. You can paint an anime behind it. Can like you an send anime me that? Face. That'd be kind of funny.
I'm gonna put Noah's face on it.
Do it. Mm-hmm. I'd be honored.
But yeah, really excited for that new journey. I feel like I'm gonna be like. It's going to be like a different kind of motivation. I'm excited. Yeah. It's like literally a whole new chapter. And oh I'm stoked.
Cooking, grocery shopping. It's going to be so nice. Having friends over.
I know. I'm so excited. Because I'm also like, you know how I am with like my money. Like I don't spend my money on anything really like for myself. Like that's.
Besides like shoes.
But even that, like a lot of them are like, we're in a position where we're blessed to be able to get stuff sent to us. And like, I'm gonna be honest, I fully take advantage of that. Like, if you were in my position, you would too. Like, I use my 100%. DMs like no other to brands. And I'm like, hey, love your stuff.
Wait.
You kind of got to play the game a little.
You need to build like a projector room and all that stuff.
It's fully mapped out. Okay, I have two living rooms, which is like iconic for like the area that I'm in. I know it's like sounds like nothing.
Can you guys host your family if they come?
That sounds like something. What are you talking about?
No.
What's your what? Can you host your family if they come now?
Yeah, like I have a guest room that, it's like an office that turns into a guest room because I don't want just like an empty room.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I feel like that'd be depressing for like just having like a, I don't know.
It's always good to have a guest room.
But I'll have
for friends stays over.
I'm going to have like a hybrid. So it's like, I could walk in and be like, oh, I can use this right now. So it's not just like, I don't want like dust to collect. Like it kind of like, damn, I don't have any guests, you know? Yeah. And it's like, I want it to be like an office/guest room where, you know, where I can get some work done like that.
Desk in there and a bed.
Exactly. Like a little pull out futon type thing.
That'd be cool.
But I'm really excited.
Like the couch that pulls out into a bed. Exactly. Perfect. You're slaying.
Speaking of that, getting back on YouTube, you know, I'm going to try to film the whole thing. I need to watch some like inspo videos of like before and after to see how like they do it.
Cause I'll recommend you to some good ones. My fam is, you would love her.
Okay. But I would love to like look at some like before and after. Cause it fascinates me too. Like people literally do this for a living and it's like so cool. Yeah. And it's like,
and also it's
I feel
fun.
Like you're going to hit a, like if you do the same thing, like we would hit such different demographics and like audience people would be like
it's more so like our age group that would love to see how
as our fans from like I started 2 years ago, which is insane, like as our fans from 2 years ago like grow with you, you know, if you were
like thanks, love you guys,
like if you were 17 when you started following me, like now you're 19, maybe going to college, like how do you want to decorate your dorm room,
think
like
that we raised some kids.
It's crazy. It's really
I've
crazy
raised some
think.
Bad kids.
You guys have such different styles too.
We have different styles. We definitely have different age group and fans, and like, but also like they definitely cross. But like, you've just been around longer, so like,
My fans are definitely like,
you
veterans.
Really raised some kids. Like if they,
I've met
with
some,
you from the
I
beginning.
I recently was at like a bar, for this event, and this girl that was like had a fan page for me. She was like the bartender. And she got me, she hooked me up with some drinks. That's my girl.
That's sick.
And she's saying how which is so cute. And I'm sorry to cut you off, but like, when people come up to me and they're like, you literally saved my life. Like, you taught me how to be like comfortable with myself. I'm like, I never thought a video could do that.
Yeah, there's nothing like
and
that.
And it gives you a lot of pressure because you're like, wow, I can really just make somebody's day by just uploading, which is so cool. And it's just such a like a blessing to have this to be my job. But now just like, I don't want everyone to leave. I don't want to abandon my children.
Yeah.
But damn, I raised some bad kids. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh.
Yeah. But speaking of like YouTube and all that stuff. So like I am in the process right now of like finding an editor. And I like in the past have not had like the best experiences with like edit. Like they've not been perfect and like they never will be. But like you know, I want someone who is like professional, able to communicate, able to like take my feedback and apply it, like is super comfortable with the software. Like I want someone like that is just amazing at what they do. And I'm like kind of a perfectionist. And so like, I know what I want, like with the videos, and I'm sitting on so much like content from like my past trips, cause I vlogged it all. And I'm just so excited to put them out because I'm so excited for this like new format that I'm trying. It's like a mix of, like I kind of told him when editing, I'm like, I love Emma, like I love Emma Chamberlain, and I love like her style and like how comforting she is. I know. Yeah. And I love how like comforting she is. And like, I want to like kind of incorporate the comfortness and like the personality side, but also mix it with like a Casey Neistat where it's like the travel, like documentary type, like cinematic stuff.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I want the people to see the world how I'm like literally through my lens. Yeah. Like, and I want it to be like so cool like that.
That's
so
actually insane.
I'm really excited because then also like I'll do stuff like in my house. Like I'll film like it's weird to film like with roommates because it's like they'll walk in and it's like, oh my, like you kind of get like,
you
tense up a little and it's like, sorry.
I could fully see you like doing all that. Like
come on, Quad.
I had the stretch and I was like, damn.
Lights hit.
But like your videos you post on your reels now are so fucking cute. Like they're just so good. So your YouTube video is gonna be insane.
I'm excited because it's like completely different. But I hope people enjoy it like as much as I do because
they will.
I'm kind of growing up with like, and kind of growing away from like the, I don't know, like TikTok? my stuff of, like, I want my stuff to evolve with me. Like
you want some substance.
Yeah, there you go.
You want to inspire some people.
What's your YouTube looking like?
I think comedy is the best type of like serotonin, basically. So all my videos, I want them to be funny. I want them to come to my channel to laugh. But I do love the occasion inspiring videos and just like the real, just because like obviously, you know, growing up, we saw these people, for me, growing up and watching James Charles and Emma Chamberlain when I was 18 and they were 18 and they were successful. And I felt like I was behind in life because these kids my age are rich, famous, living this lavish life. And here I am like in like high school, depressed, trying to figure out if I'm going to McDonald's or Subway. So I honestly felt like shit about my life. But then eventually I stopped comparing myself to people and I was like, okay,
you can't compare.
You know, I'm not behind in life. My time just hasn't came type thing. And a lot of people watching us don't realize that. And they always think like, damn, like, ugh, I want to go be a doctor. But Noah Beck's my age and he's rich already because he just did like some
dances. Play the long game.
Yeah, it's like eventually your time has come, but definitely like your time is ticking. So stop hyperfixating on other people's lives and hyperfixating on things you can't control. And, you know, put in the work and the time and effort and focus on yourself and believe in your dreams and boom, pow, ping, it's going to happen.
Damn.
So that's
like, I want to, exactly. Like I want my videos to like inspire, put a smile on people's face, but I don't want people to compare themselves to me like 100%. That. I want it to inspire you to do better, but like, don't be like, all right, well, Noah's doing this. Like, damn, I wish I could do that. Like, don't do that. Like,
it's not good for your mental at all.
Yeah. I want to inspire and just like,
look, let me just let y'all know real quick. I'm just normal. A normal person. I was broke too. Not too long ago, 6 years ago, had no money. And I stopped comparing myself to people and I focused on my dream and believed in myself. And here I am. And y'all could do it too.
Big purr.
It's not that hard. Oh, it is hard. Oh, it's so fucking hard.
Speaking of that.
But you got this.
It's not easy. But like,
you got to put in that work.
Speaking of like YouTube and all that stuff and like talking about other creators, would you ever do like a collaborative group again? Like, because you and I were in
I love how he was like nervous. He's like,
you and I were in like a collaborative group.
I don't recall.
We killed it.
Can you remind me?
Who was it?
I don't remember.
So
I
think the group consisted of me, you, James, Dixie, Charlie, and Chase.
Yo, how did this even come about? Like, who was the one that was like, let's do this?
We were just like, we were just hanging out and we were just like, look, we're all kind of dabbling in YouTube. James has obviously been in YouTube. You've been in YouTube and you guys were kind of like the vets of the group. And we were all like the new kids. And we're just like, hey, like, we're killing it on TikTok right now. Like, how do we get over to YouTube? And we were just like hanging out and we just all got along. And we were like, let's do like a holiday thing. Like, we don't have to collab all the time, but let's do some holiday things. So we did we did Halloween and Christmas, right?
Yeah, we did a few videos together.
And they all crushed. And I'm like, the power of groups. Like, I know the fans, like, I know, obviously as a consumer, I'm like, when I see all my favorite creators together, it's like, I'm going to click on that because it's so cool.
But oh my God, especially when you look at the Explore page or the trending page and all of your videos
were one through six in Explore page, which was trending.
How do you not click on that?
Yeah, exactly. It was pretty nuts. And I'm like, the power of that is kind of crazy, but people don't always understand, like, well, why aren't they doing more? Like, why aren't they? And it's like, because just like any friend group, like, there's going to be, someone doesn't agree with this, and then there's going to be drama with this. But then, like, I don't know. I'm always game for it because I thought it was fun. Like, obviously, our job is to put out good videos and have fun with it. And it's like,
I would do another collab group. Oh, probably not a collab group. I would do another video with four friends if they were actually my best friends, if that makes sense.
You wouldn't do it with just anyone.
Yeah, because like we were cool. We were all cool, but we all weren't as close as everyone.
Yeah, we were all. Yeah, we're still getting to know each other, to be fair.
Yeah, so like I don't have a second care less about the views. It's really like, I've been in this industry for so long, so I see how it works. It's my last of worries. It's just more so like during filming those videos, like when I didn't like that. I don't know.
I know what you mean. Like, yeah, sometimes, like, one person has one vision, and then the other person's like, well, this is the style of my video. Like, to be fair, yours and James's style are very different videos. Yeah. And, like, my style is different from Chase's style. And it's, like, not everyone's going to, like, agree on, like, how they want. But it's one of those things where I feel like the group would work best if, like, you guys all had similar content. You know, that's why, like, Brent and, like, even Brent Rivera and his group.
I guess,
like,
if we actually had a bond in real life rather than just going on the internet and saying we're best friends. But now we do.
That's fair.
Me and you do. I'm really close for all you guys.
Who would you be game to doing a collab group with now?
Probably.
For, like, a few videos or, like, even, like...
Probably just you.
Yeah?
Yeah. Nai, Mario, and Antonio... are like my closest group,
right?
Like, I talk to those people literally every day, so them probably. But if it came out to you, it'd be like you and
you
yeah. I mean, who would you choose?
I don't know. Like,
are you thinking of, like, clout farming? Like, you're thinking of, like, the best of the best creators, and you think...
Clout farming. Because in that case, I'd be like, oh my God, I need to collab with Mr. Beast. Like,
no, like, I'm saying, like you're thinking of, like, okay, all of our personalities match. We're not that close, but, like, we would be so good in a video. Are you thinking of that?
I'm thinking more in terms of, like, who do you think that the fans would just love to see? It would be like, whoa, like, this is sick. Like, who do you think would just, like, take over? Not in, like, a sense because they're already killing it. Like, yeah, I could be in a Jimmy video and it would probably do well because Jimmy's just a machine. Oh, I'm just saying this because I love her, obviously. But, like, I see me, you, and Emma, like, absolutely, like I think we could kill it on YouTube. Like,
I mean, we all have the same personality.
I think it would be very fun. And, like,
I mean, I just started talking to her again, you know?
Yeah, I mean, you could pull that string more than I can.
I see, for me, you know Court Reezy? Court Reezy, Deb.
That sounds so familiar.
If I were to have a collab, it would be Court Reezy, Deb, Undos, Harrington, and...
It's a fun group.
Oh, they're all so funny. And yeah, I'm friends with them, actually.
Oh my God, I love
Cassidy. Oh, and Cassidy Zofish. So I would love all of those people in a video. I actually filmed a video with them and I lost all the footage and it was so sick. It was the funniest video I think I've ever created in my entire life.
But you know what sucks? That kind of, like, it just created this weird, like, it wasn't hostile, but it was just like, wasn't a very good first impression, you know? Obviously, prior to coming out to LA, like, I watched Emma's videos and, like, I was like, yeah, I'm not ashamed to say I'm a fan. Like, I love her videos. They're comforting. Mm-hmm. They're cool and funny.
Yeah, she's fucking amazing.
As soon as I get out to LA, people start shipping us. And then that's like, many other people, but, like,
why?
That's a great question.
I don't know that question, so the answer.
Was it because were you posting YouTube videos yet?
I think I just started posting YouTube videos, but it was more of just like, oh my God, I kind of see them together. It was just like, they would be cute together type thing. And people were just like shipping it. And I was like, I just new to LA. And it was just kind of weird, like my name being thrown around and so many, like every time I opened Snapchat, it'd be like, Noah being shipped with this. Like, can we see it, guys? Like, stuff like that happening.
Yeah.
And so the first, like, the one and only time, like, obviously knowing Emma and, like, what seeing her videos, like, she doesn't go out much. And, like, to be fair, neither do I. And so I've literally seen her in person once, and it was at your party in 2020, like, literally my third week in L.A. And I see her, and it was weird because it was, like, prime, like, being shipped together. And it was kind of just, like, we're getting shipped together. Like, nice to meet you. Like, that kind of thing.
She had,
like,
seen it, too.
Yeah, and she was like, yep, seen it.
Her
and
boyfriend was also there.
Yes. It was, like, it's so, obviously, you can imagine. It was just, like, huge fan. Like, sorry. I don't, like, I didn't know what to do. It was just, like,
I love, like, her music. I think she's used to that type of shit, so she doesn't even give a fuck.
Yeah. The Jack Harlow stuff.
Yeah.
Like, she's so used to it.
Yeah, it just sucked, though, because I was, like, damn, like, I really just wanted to, like, be your friend. And it's, like, I didn't meet, like, I didn't mean for it to be awkward between us.
Friends too.
I do as well. And so, yeah.
There's still a lot of similar traits. Yeah,
there is still hope. So
we both also text the exact same, which is weird.
Text the exact same?
Yeah.
Really?
And you know what I think it is? It's your quirkiness.
Because you're quirky. Yeah, you both are, like, quirky, but
quirky
simple.
Quirky as fuck.
Yeah.
Why bitches stay being quirky? Oh, my gosh. You quirky little bitch.
Nah, yeah, she's great.
Quirky little fucking bitch. Uh-oh.
What's this next hot topic?
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
I forgot Bo's up there.
Speaking of creators.
Uh-oh.
Speaking of creators, and a hot topic right now. This will be out in what, like, a week from now?
Next week.
So by the time this video comes out, it probably won't be as well. But at the same time, we never know. It very well could be.
That bitch is crazy.
Doesn't seem like he's dropping it. Mr. Monty Lopez, look, we are not, this on this podcast, we do not like to stir up drama. We do not, like, that is not
we
what
don't
we're
care about that stuff.
But at the same but time, like, this needs to be talked about. Like,
Addison
this is
my bitch, and I love me some Sherry Nicole. He needs to be incarcerated, locked up.
Do you
no
ship
bail.
Sherry Nicole and Young Gravy?
I ship her with anybody that would treat her right.
Right. I just want everyone to be happy. And I'm like right now, Mr. Monty is
at your old age. And listen, Monty, ugh, you make me sick. Ugh, I just hate when men will like make like it's just embarrass the woman online. That's yeah. just like that's embarrassing. Regardless of like how the relationship fell out, it was just like more so like. At your old age,
right?
Like, so your daughter.
We're referring to like because this video will come out in like a week after like what we're referring to. So maybe we'll remind you that recently a video of like a Hollywood like a paparazzi video was like, and he basically like challenged Young Gravy to a boxing match and said that stuff as he was leaving something, and then he posted something on TikTok of yeah, and then he posted something on TikTok of him like. Doing like this, like screaming audio into the camera, shirtless, and it was just like very bizarre.
What?
Did you not see this?
No.
What? What? That is the only reason I wanted to talk about it because it was just like, what
did he do?
Look
what did
at
he
his,
say?
Look at his most recent TikTok.
You guys ever seen him at a party?
Oh yeah, yeah. At VidCon, he.
I have no problem with Monty. I think every time I've had an interaction with him, he's been very nice to me. It's just. I couldn't believe it when I saw it. I couldn't believe it.
Oh, this is why I don't
look at this.
Oh, this
I couldn't believe it.
That was scary.
I would never trust a white man a day again. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, no, I.
Oh my gosh. He needs to be. Oh my God.
Okay.
Maybe
I'm
okay,
really
honestly,
like, honestly, I don't know I'm why gonna, this was even a topic. I'm so speechless.
I'm
I don't
actually
know what
going
to say
to think,
about this.
I'm thinking about this, and I'm honestly putting myself in his shoes.
Oh, that's good to do.
What do you see in his shoes?
I see a very broken. Anyway? I see a very broken man, and I see someone just kind of like he's having. You know how creators will go through a really rough patch, and then. They don't have the support system, yeah. So they start acting out of pocket. This is giving it's giving a call for help. It I don't feel bad about. Because at the end of the day, it's like at your old age, you should never be acting like this. And as a man, you should not be acting like this because this is embarrassing. But let your wife have her fun. Like, why are you... If y'all... ghetto. This locked up. Incarcerated.
More than just, like, have your fun, like... Isn't he kind of like the villain in all this?
I feel bad for Addison. Yeah. I don't know. I don't know why they broke up. I just feel bad for his daughter too, because like just knowing that your father is like on the internet doing, if my dad was doing this, you know what I'd do? I'd have him assassinated.
Yeah. 100%.
Locked up.
Literally.
I'm calling the Secret
it's
Service.
It's so like, it's just so like, I genuinely don't even know what to say. I think he's about
trolling.
This. Like, it's genuinely
it's
like.
It's all a joke.
It's all a joke. Like, this is a scam for Addison's new song. Got it.
Genius.
I just broke it. This is all just publicity for Addison Rae's new song.
I sure
to die
hope
for.
So. Because, the whole thing with like, if two creators have like beef, as opposed to like handling it outside of social media and like, going and talking about it like straight up, like I get like it's like the job to get people to talk about you, make money like any way
not
you can.
This way.
Yeah, I mean, I look at you guys as creators. I do not look at Monty as a creator. I look at him as
Addison's
dad.
That's what I'm saying. Like this whole boxing thing is so played out. Right. Like it, like now it's just weird. Like because as soon as it was like the hype, like everyone was like trying to start beef with anyone. And like there is like I have friends that have like been reached out to me like, bro, we should do it. Like as like. Like no hard feelings or anything, but like let's make money. I'm like, I'm okay.
Yeah.
Like
I'd rather go.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's just not a good look, and it's like
I just can't. That's one thing about I see why a lot of people hate on influencers or creators because like the things that people would do for some views and money, it's kind of it's very sellouty and
it's sad at some point.
It's like have some substance, guys. You don't have to box for some money. This white man.
But to be fair, the people that have kind of like established themselves and like. The boxing, like I think it's okay for people like KSI, Jake Paul, Logan Paul, like they can go fight, like they
go fight,
yeah. They have proven like they can fight. Like I don't want to see Monty Lopez and Young Gravy fight. To be fair, like I don't want to see that. Like
I mean,
as entertaining as it would be, it's like it's not something that.
If it's free,
yeah, I would love to see Young Gravy shirtless and just. Biden, you know, Monty.
I guess it's just a level of respect.
Young Gravy
like
can be
you...
shirtless. Monty has to wear a shirt. Those are my rules.
Yo, so you just went on a bunch of trips. Any stories? How was your time in Florida with the family?
I went to Florida just a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
For initially, it was to go out to see the Inter Miami versus Barcelona game.
Wow.
And MLS flew me out and everything, and they just like wanted me to attend the game, do some like press around it and that kind of thing. But it was a win-win because I got to see Barcelona play, which is like one of the best teams in the world.
Yeah.
It was against my best friend Bryce, Bryce Duke.
The guy that plays for Miami.
Yeah, little blonde.
Okay. That was like Paul.
No. No. Bryce Duke. So
wait, so did you get to meet any of the players
on Barca?
Yeah.
Yeah, and that was really cool because like.
Look at you doing it, stink.
It was sick. So they flew me out, and it was nice because I like I do with most of my like business trips, I kind of make some time out, like I make like trips out of it. And so they flew me out, and I kind of was just like, hey, instead of doing like flying me there and then like next day flying me back, like extend it. You know, I'll stay a little longer. Like honestly, just pay the one way. I'll pay the way back, but I'm gonna stay here a few days with Bryce because he has a spot in like Fort Lauderdale, which is like 20 minutes from Miami, and. I ended up just staying there for like a few days, and he had like, a couple off days after. So I just like hung out with him, caught up because I hadn't seen him in like 7 months. Mm. So it was nice because I just stayed with him, and his girlfriend, and we just like went to the beach, hung out, just very relaxing.
Wait, this is totally random. I know you've seen these videos. What is the deal with like soccer players being homoerotic? Like, you know those videos of like soccer players fully like grabbing each other's dicks and asses?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Why is that such a common thing in soccer?
Well,
yo, you literally, you have to have seen these videos.
Oh, I know about these videos.
You know, for example,
Noah,
like,
why is that, Noah?
Like Mattia and like his group and like Santi and like those guys, like
soccer players being homo.
So. That also, once again, does not help my case because I grew up playing soccer and I grew up with two sisters and...
You know what? I'm be so...
Me and my boys, it was just like...
Let me expose you real quick.
If you didn't act... Like, if you didn't play grab ass with each other, it was like weird. Like, drop your pride. Like,
y'all,
just have fun. Like, who
I'm
cares?
Be so...
Like, I'm not trying to fuck you if I...
I'm
going to
just say this one thing really quick. When me and Noah first started hanging out, there was this one... The first time he did this shit, I said...
Like what?
you smacked my ass out of nowhere. I was like, what? I go, what? Yeah, you want the cookies too? But I was so confused. But then I realized you play soccer, but it's actually a thing because
it's such a thing. And I know I don't think like I feel like it's a lot of different team sports, but I feel like there's like this like I don't know. I can't see like American football players like in the locker room like these big like linemen. I can't see them like. But at the same time, like
they do that? Do they?
Yeah,
do that?
It might just be a soccer. I think it's the European culture as well. Europeans are just
gay.
Like
y'all just gay.
Europeans.
You're gay.
Damn.
I don't know. There's like this stigma that like isn't a thing like with like soccer players. Like you kind of just.
We're not gonna look at this.
So many soccer players can just relate. Like if you grew up playing soccer. And, like, especially at, like, a residency academy, when you live together, it's, like,
go touch
you
weenie.
See each other, and it's just, like...
just smack it.
It's just, like, weird at some point if you're, like, you're weirded out by that stuff. It's, like, who cares? No, yeah. I'm not trying to fuck you.
But it's then when a gay guy do it, it's, like, oh, my gosh. You know, yeah. No, okay. It's double standard.
Interesting.
Yeah. I don't know. It was just funny. And, like, it is... Yeah, you gotta know like who you're doing it to, then you gotta know your boundaries. Like I'm not
y'all
like,
gonna be shook when I join a soccer team.
You joined for just that? Hey,
me
gotcha. Oh,
shit,
oops,
didn't expect that one.
Mm-hmm.
No, y'all motherfuckers are weird.
No, but the soccer like
let somebody smack my
soccer players watching this. Like if you grew up playing soccer, like you understand and like
what if this is honestly,
like I genuinely think this is a universal just a thing. Noah thing. No, I don't think this was just a my team. Like okay. It is just like.
No, there are videos everywhere.
It is like genuinely, like, I can't explain. It's just, like, being with the boys, like, something is just, like,
you
funny
just
want to
grab
like,
their junk. Yeah, I get it.
I guess.
So being with the boys, there's something funny about grabbing their balls.
It's not just grabbing the ball. It's just, like, doing, like,
is there
things
an R behind
like,
it? Is there, like, a form
well,
of,
like, think about
you know,
it.
Like, those
balls,
jokes? Like, it's also, like, verbal. Balls. Like, it's also just, like, verbal. Like, you'll just be with your boys and be like... You shut up, suck my dick. And it's just like,
oh.
But like, not even that one. Like, I'm trying to think of a funny one. That
where do I sign up for soccer?
Like, me and my boys used to always say, like, there's just like, but there's stuff on TikTok, you know, like, that. Yes. There's like, that's always that one friend. And he's just like.
That one friend. What's his name?
Like, I want to show you this video, but it's funny because he like says
show
something
me the video,
like.
Stink.
I don't know how to
so what else it. Y'all doing in locker rooms?
But it's like you always there's always that one friend that turns everything like sus and it's just like he'll be like eating like a chicken wing and he's like ayo spit on it and he's like bro like
do you spit on it though?
Like just thinking about this, I'm getting so many memories like
me
I,
too. Me
I can like name. I could start like naming guy like naming some of my old homies. That,
name
like,
them.
Do.
Give me the at.
Like, so many memories just unlocked. It was crazy.
Yes, unlock them. Go for it. Got me flustered.
Larry's commentary through that whole thing.
I gotta pee. Oh, shit. I gotta have a chub. No, I'm joking. Honestly, if a guy grabbed my butt, I'd be like, okay. But then if a guy that's gay grabbed my butt, I'm like, ugh. I hate when gay
true.
Guys touch me.
I don't know if but, I can, like...
No, because, like, if you saw my ass, to... I'm like, okay.
Right. Wait, it's just so weird when you're when you're at the gay club and a gay guy grabs you.
I'm like, ugh. Like he slaps my ass, and I'm like, ugh, okay. But then when my gay friend slaps my ass, I'm like, ugh, don't touch me.
It's like with Markel, around the house, like it's Markel, he, like always shaking his ass, and I'm like, it's more of like,
I think
just
I figured
think
it out.
It's not that deep. Like if I just like walk past, it's like Markel, stop. Like,
okay, sorry
ew.
To cut
like,
you
it's
off.
Just, like,
again.
I'd rather like, give him to like, like kind of like slap it around. Like it's just funny. Like I'm not trying.
I figured it out. It's. When he
it's
does it, I know it's not. I know it's not out of like he would never ever think that way about me. But since my like gay friend that I don't know that well is gay, he maybe
does he want to fuck me?
Yeah, I'm like, are you trying to hit it?
Yeah.
Please don't. And as what's so annoying though is that being like trying to be friends with people in the gay community is so hard because either A, they want to fuck you, or B, they're just like actually want to be your friend, and you can never tell the two sometimes. And I've been friends with a lot of gay people. And oh my god, the amount of people that be trying to hit the poom poom. What the fuck? I thought we were sisters. What, are we gonna bump purses? I'm confused.
Honestly, this is so enlightening. I don't have any gay friends for this reason.
I really have some.
Wow, interesting.
I've
always wondered, like, because it's kind of weird. Like, sometimes I just have so many questions, and it's just like,
you think I'm a top or bottom?
I wasn't gonna.
You versatile.
Yeah, I was about to say, I know damn well who you are. but yeah, it's like, it's curious sometimes because like a lot of, you know, a lot of like my gay friends, for example, resort to having like girlfriends, and it's like, oh, like it's very clear that they're not trying to, like, there's no tension, there's no like, are you trying to fuck me? Like, mm-hmm. one's gay, one's straight, yeah. or whatever it may be. But like, what if it's like the drama of like, what if you guys are going after the same guy? Like, I wonder what's like, does that ever get in the way of things?
Oh, me and my fun story. I invited. Oh wait, should I tell it? So, okay, I was hooking, there's this really attractive TikTok, or not TikTok, there's this really attractive guy on Instagram, and right. I sent my sister his at, because I was, she was looking for a man, and, you know, she was like, hook me up, like, hit him up for me. So I hit him up for her, and I was like, hey, my sister thinks you're cute, hit her up. He hits her up. We start talking.
He's like, fuck your sister, I want you.
He comes to my house to hang out. My sister, crazily, oddly, comes to my house at the same time. I still her man. And she was shook.
Really?
That's rare.
I didn't mean to. And I thought he was straight. But
that's the thing. Like, hey, I you never hey, really Pookie? Know.
He's outside.
This is like yesterday. Anyways.
She's crazy. I had to get thrown off
my Anyways, shit. Yeah. I always just get confused. Hey, I'm like, it's like that stigma with like guys having girl best friends. It's like, there's always going to be that tension. And it's like,
what you need a girl best friend? Your girlfriend should be your girl best friend.
And is.
Oh, I'm just.
And is.
Like, I don't like when guys have.
Don't come at me like that.
Oh. Yes, sir. My bad.
You pull yourself together.
No, I personally. What's so funny though is that my friends that are girls will send me like the most. They'll send me like James Charles and like, you should hit him up. What are we gonna do? Do each other's makeups while we bump purses together? Like, they think just because the guys are gay, like, you want to like have sex with them. And yeah, they also like, have the stigma of like gay guys.
Kind of naive to think and like,
yeah, sorry, it's funny, but, like, but it's not that. And they also have this really weird stigma in this gay community, or like just anybody in general. Like, if I'm friends with like attractive man, first of all, in my industry, I'm around attractive guys 24/7 the day, basically. So you could be the hottest guy, and I'm like, ugh. Like, yeah. You.
What else can you offer?
Yeah, but I could be friends with, like, no one. They'll be like, oh, y'all are totally fucking. Damn.
Yeah, it's fine.
I'm just trying to. I want his dad. Shit. I don't want him. Where's Mr. Beck at?
He missed that one.
I heard it.
I need to stop talking today, because I just would say some out of fucking shit.
Hearing. It's literally just.
Guys, I'm joking. I know. Anyways, I'm silly. I'm fucking funny.
I think we covered a lot today, to be fair. I think we covered, you know, what we're both kind of doing right now in our current lives. Mm-hmm. We kind of covered some other things as well. Mm-hmm. And cool. Yeah, I think that pretty much wraps today's episode.
Yeah.
But we have some leftover stuff that we couldn't quite get to today, but we were purposely saving for next time. So look forward to that. And
please
also let us know, like, drops like in the comments, drop some names of people you might want to see on this podcast, whatever questions you want answered. We got you.
This
podcast is run by you guys.
Mm-hmm.
So just remember that.
Keeping this light on.
Well, that being said, if you guys like this episode, give this video a big thumbs up, give it a like, drop a comment. Literally anything you guys want. Something inspiring, something, a person who you guys want to see,
mm-hmm.
questions you want answered, and turn those post notifications on, subscribe.
What he said times two. Bye.
See ya. Love you.